We help banks and contact centers determine the exact number of people they need in their bank branches and their contact centers. So the idea being that you don't want too few agents on the phones or too few tellers in the bank branch when customers come in and you keep them waiting. But at the same time, you don't want so many that you've got idle capacity, wasted payroll dollars. So it's all about getting customer service right while at the same time saving money. We predict how many customers are going to walk into a branch, how many are going to call into the call center, and we make sure that you've got the right number of people there to serve customers. There's really two things we do. One, first of all, is we look at history. So we'll look at all the calls that happened in the past, all the bank transactions that happened in the past, and we use some very clever science to predict how many are going to happen in the future. And based on that, we tell you how many agents you need and how many tellers you need. Then in real time, we're able to monitor the calls that are coming in and to be able to make adjustments on the fly. So if you know that in the next hour you haven't got quite enough agents, you can always move people around to ensure that you maintain the service level.
This whole thing never even occurred to me that there would be a service that actually predicted this stuff for you. Is the demand growing?
Yeah, demand is absolutely growing. The technology's been around for about 10 years. We've been going over 10 years now. But certainly the space has exploded over the last 3 years. I think one of the catalysts has been the bad economy. You know, banks, contact centers out there are looking for ways to be more efficient, you know, so where can they have a leaner workforce, but at the same time, how do they do that without compromising customer service? So it's helping really people do more with less, and the economy's been, you know, been a great weapon for us, frankly, in growing our business.
What happens when the economy gets good again and organizations can expand? Is there still a need and a value for what you do?
Absolutely. So, you know, clearly when times are bad, people are looking for ways to save money while protecting service. When times are good, people are looking to get a competitive edge and deliver even better customer service. So people need to know how many folks they need in their contact centers and their branches in good times and bad times. One thing I think we did very, very well early on was to really look after those customers extremely well. We have a 99% customer retention rate in North America, and we're best in class in Net Promoter. We score in the top 10% of all business-to-business software companies in North America. And frankly, from there, you know, we had the word-of-mouth marketing, which is the best marketing that you can get. Now, as we start to go after more small, mid-sized organizations, I mentioned 8,000 credit unions in North America, clearly it's a lot harder to go door-to-door. So there we're deploying more e-marketing strategies, so making good use of email marketing, of the web, of search engines, but also increasingly relying on partners as well who have a lot of feet on the street and working with them to get those doors open.
Well, you know, I saw on your website that you boast quite a few partners. What kinds of things do you need partners for? When and where do you pull them in, and what's the advantage to the client?
Sure. Well, we don't go it alone. At the end of the day, we recognize that what partners bring to the table are complementary solutions, as well as much more distribution strength, you know, those feet on the street who can open doors. So our focus really at the core is on great technology and great customer service. And we rely on our partners to complement that service, but also to provide more sales and marketing power.
The technology that you're using, is that something that you guys developed, or are you using other products on the market?
No, it's all our own technology. So we've coded every bit of it top to bottom, and it's certainly part of our secret sauce.
So it's your own technology. Well, that's great. Now you can white label that, so you can tailor it to each individual client.
That's right. And we also actually have partners who are white labeling it as well. So they will drop workforce management into a broader suite of software and service solutions that they've got under their own brand. You know, one of the things we've also seen the economy has spurred is the growth of so-called software as a service. We're no longer a client's hosting this software on-premise, running it on their own servers, but now they're actually using us to host it in the cloud, and they are renting it over the internet on a pay-as-you-go basis. So it means they don't need any of the technology investment, any of the capital dollars up front. They can just flick a switch and off they go.